Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
This ceasefire is a permanent ceasefire. It's not for 60 days. It is a permanent ceasefire that starts at 4 a.m. local Beirut time. At that point, all firing will stop. All rockets, UAVs, Air Force shelling, bombardments, everything stops.
Speaking to Al Jazeera in an exclusive interview, United States Envoy Amos Hochstein on Tuesday explained that Israeli troops currently based in southern Lebanon will depart over the next 60 days.
We don't have to be fast. We have to be smart and we have to be effective, because what we don't want is a repeat of 2006, when the war ended and there was no implementation of the deal, which brought us to the war that we had this year and the such tragic loss of life on all sides.
The ceasefire proposal calls for Israel to stop all military operations against Lebanese territory, including attacks on civilian and military targets, as well as Lebanese state institutions by land, sea, and air. Palestinians had hoped that any ceasefire deal with Hezbollah would include a truce in Gaza as well. However, strikes still continue on displaced civilians and Hamas-led militants. Abu Muhammad is staying at the Al-Tabyin School, sheltering displaced people in Gaza City's eastern Al-Daraj neighborhood that was hit on Wednesday. We were sleeping at 1 o'clock at night and we heard a very loud explosion that shook the school. We went outside the school and found the third and fourth grade classrooms had collapsed on peaceful civilians with children, women, and elderly. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the United States would start its renewed push for a Gaza ceasefire on Wednesday. However, there was no sign that Israeli leaders want to ease up on Hamas, which triggered the war last year by attacking southern Israel, with ministers making clear their war aims for Gaza were very different than those from Lebanon.
This is VOA News.
The Russian Foreign Ministry said on Wednesday that an idea being floated in some circles that the West should give Ukraine nuclear weapons was, quote, insane, and that preventing such a scenario was one of the reasons why Moscow went into Ukraine. Frankly speaking, there is no doubt that the collective West may well provide Ukraine with the opportunity to acquire nuclear weapons. Our opponents have repeatedly proven that no international treaties or obligations hold them back. Maria Zakharova, a spokeswoman for the ministry, said it was in the interest of responsible governments to ensure that such a scenario, which she called suicidal, did not unfold. The United States has brokered the release of three Americans it said had been wrongfully detained in China for many years, the White House said in a statement on Wednesday. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
The White House says freed are Kai Lee and Jun Liang, who were accused of espionage, and Mark Swedan, who was facing a death sentence on drug charges. The U.S. government had designated the men as wrongfully detained. A U.S. official says the Biden administration had raised their cases with China in multiple meetings over the last several years, including earlier this month when President Joe Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Peru. Donna Water, Washington.
A high-stakes trial in France that could derail the presidential ambitions of far-right leader Marine Le Pen is wrapping up. She's on trial for the alleged embezzlement of European Parliament funds. Her lawyer made his final arguments in her defense Wednesday, saying she pleaded not guilty. The Paris court, which will render its verdict at a later date, could declare Le Pen ineligible for public office if it finds her guilty, throwing her political future into disarray. Le Pen and other co-defendants have denied wrongdoing. The party of Pakistan's jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan suspended street protests seeking his release, it said on Wednesday. That move followed media reports of hundreds of arrests by security forces and a sweeping midnight raid in the capital. Sean Hogan from Reuters has more.
Islamabad residents woke up on Wednesday to empty streets, littered with smashed-up vehicles. A spokesman for Khan's PTI party confirmed a planned sit-in, and street protests had been called off, citing what he called the massacre. The protests have resulted in the deaths of at least six people, among them four paramilitary soldiers and two protesters. Thousands of protesters descended on Islamabad centre the previous day. The PTI party's president for the city of Peshawar said the protest was called off and they would chalk out the new strategy.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.